Welcome to the show, In Plain Sight, on Thursday night here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and find that menu button. You'll see a donate button. Smash it with extreme prejudice and send much needed fundage to keep free speech alive. And I think we still have the deal going on. $115 worth of free speech that you purchase will get you a free mug and a t-shirt. $230 and you can have one for you and the missus. I have matching t-shirts and mugs. How sweet is that? Donate now because now more than ever, as the COVID regime clamps down on us, we're going to need to be able to have this forum to openly discuss information. And we got a chat site set up by Mer Bailey, inplainsight.chatango.com. That site spelled S-I-T-E. And we have a Thursday night guest. You will remember him co-hosting with Richard Carey on Farron Schulf's show, Alternative Media, this past Saturday morning. We have William Repellum. William, did I say your name right? And welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be here. Honored. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We sort of planned this in advance a few days ago. I don't know, maybe last week. And I heard you on the Farron show. Y'all did a great job. I really enjoyed the panel. It was like a new storm front, right? Sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys bounced headlines off each other and kind of everybody got their takes out? I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Good, you know, it flowed nicely. Everybody's kind of said their piece and had good thoughts. It came up. Everything people were saying were bringing up their thoughts and very thought-provoking. Always nice when that happens. Synergy, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, we got a little bit of a problem with your audio. You were coming in a little choppy.
Let me go to a different location.
Yeah.
I may have to call back in. So continue on and I will get that fixed over here.
That last sentence you just said sounds good. I'm on Wi-Fi tonight, so I'm like really close to the Wi-Fi room and that seems to help me. But
yeah.
Give us a test. Give us a little bit about your activism. Tell us how you got into co-hosting radio.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm walking closer to where the Wi-Fi is first. And I'll do that. That spot I'm
usually
better. Does it sound better? Okay. Yeah, that spot I'm in usually works okay, but you know, never know. So I will here we go. So I'm in a better spot. Okay. Yeah, so I've only been really studying and thinking for myself in a, you know, profound way in the last 3+ years. It's going on 3.5 years now, I guess. Time flies. But I, in the first year, I got a jarring from somebody in a forum on Facebook because I was, you know, I lean conservative, but I was, I got really into, after the, riots that happened in 2017, at Berkeley, where they burned down these big fires, where these communists trying to start fires. And then this thing that happened in Charlottesville where these white guys are not allowed free speech and they're being demonized by everybody in the media. And it made me just go, well, something has really changed. And it just seems like it happened overnight in the last 15 years or so. And I never would have thought that. I grew up in, you know, as a kid in the 80s, and I never would have thought that we would be where we are now. And so I kind of got clung on to some mainstream folks, namely people like Ben Shapiro. So it's kind of where I started out. And so I went into this forum praising Ben Shapiro And it was these guys were ironically run. This forum was run by a couple Jewish guys, and they started laughing at me and making fun of me because of not really making fun of me, but just basically saying Ben Shapiro is a, you know, the worst kind of Jew. And I'm like, whoa, man, I'm really not on board with the anti-Semitism. But they're like, well, yeah, the Holocaust is nonsense. And so I was like, what? And so I decided, you know what, instead of just shutting out this, I am going to look into it. Because these sound like intelligent people that think for themselves. And so instead, you know, so I decided to do that. And when I did that, what I found was just astonishing. I was just absolutely floored. And all these pieces came together and started to make sense. You know, I somebody had to send me a David Duke video explaining how they own the media and how, you know, and then the Talmud came up and all these verses out of the Talmud about how awful we are and how we're all slaves. And that all started to make sense with what they did with the Patriot Act and all these laws that basically enslave us, that they have enacted here in the last, especially 20 years. As all the pieces started to fit together, I started to just look at everything they said you're not supposed to look at and listen to people. I remember hearing Richard Spencer was like the most evil person ever, white supremacist. And so I never looked at it. And then I decided to say, well, what does he have to say? And I look, it's just like this preppy guy who is just kind of harmless. And that was my impression of him. So I was like, wow, this is really, there's somebody really has something invested in keeping the truth from everybody. And so I just kept going with it. I watched The Greatest Story Never Told in early 2018. And then I read all of Mike King's books, The Bad War, Planet Rothschild, Climate Boogeyman, The Real Roosevelts, the British Mad Dog about Winston Churchill. I mean, I just really got into, I just listened to podcasts all the time and read books. I mean, I was reading books as I walked to the train. I was just reading books in every free moment I had because I finally found some information that was worth reading. Spend your whole life reading nonsense. You're not interested in it. No wonder people get ADD. You know, we're being constantly bombarded with crap that is just lies all the time. So, of course, you know, smart people are not interested in any of it, and they become kind of disenfranchised. Well, I felt really not disenfranchised anymore once I stumbled upon all this truth. And life began to have meaning again. And not that it didn't before. There were a lot of things in my life that had meaning. But the truth really, it actually had a great cost. My family relationship, with siblings and especially, basically just went out the window. But that's fine. I'm all for the truth. If they want to keep their heads buried in the sand, that's their prerogative. It's the most important thing is to get the truth out there and to learn about it and to tell other people about it. And that's how you get close to God, in my opinion, you know. So that's it. I could keep going, but I'll kind of leave it at that, I guess.
That was a good summary. I remember those days when you could openly discuss World War II alternatives and the Holocaust on Facebook before the big banning happened. That was just only a few years ago. And, similarly, the Trump campaign really woke me up, and I started listening to Dr. Duke just while Trump was a candidate in 2015. And what he said made sense. He didn't present it with hate. He never used racial slurs. And he and Dr. Slattery really presented a well-spoken argument on their position of Jewish power, and it really made sense. I was just only woke up, 6 years ago? So just a little bit before you. And you talk about disenfranchisement. Man, that 2020 election, though, you know, where literal disenfranchisement of 70 million plus Trump voters happened right before our very eyes. And I think that woke even more people up. as well as the whole COVID hoax of last year and going on to this year. You know, the elite, we call them elites. They're not really elite. They're not really better than us. You know, they're Bolsheviks is what they are. And they oppress us using fear. That's what the Bolsheviks did. They used fear tactics. That's how just 385 or so members in the, you know, Russian government 100 years ago could oppress millions, tens of millions of people in Russia, was through fear and through, you know, you as a citizen not knowing if your neighbor is going to rat you out and get you sent to the gulag. And that's kind of where we're at now. Afraid of your own neighbor. So, you know, mentioning the COVID stuff in the past year, you've got some good prep that you brought. You brought me a Brother Nathaniel video, and I sent that to Mike. It's about maybe a little over 7 minutes, and he does a pretty good job of outlining the Great Reset and how the Jewish-dominated Bolsheviks that are ruling over us now have set us on this course. Do you want Mike to play that clip, and we'll have a little bit of a react to it, and probably by then it'll be a break time. You ready to roll it?
Yeah.
Okay, roll it, Mike. It's not that long. I think it's like 7 minutes.
The Great Reset is just the beginning of our woes. It sounds globalist, but its members are cliquish. It sounds bland, but its stamp is a Jewish brand. The gas bag of the Reset is Klaus Schwab, born of a Jewish mother, which rabbinically makes him a Jew. As head of the World Economic Forum, Schwab uses pandemics to beget his sinister polemic.
The COVID-19 pandemics just has accelerated certain trends which we had seen before and which actually were discussed in Davos this year, like the lack of inclusion, the lack of paying sufficient attention to the environment. So what we will see now is acceleration of those trends.
The tongue of the Jew sticks it to you.
And of course, a unique opportunity to reset our global agenda.
The reset of that global agenda is to turn corporations into social overlords.
Finally, what is the role of companies in this new post-COVID era? I think we are moving from short-term to long-term, from shareholder capitalism to stakeholder capitalism.
This Jewish gibberish of stakeholder capitalism is simply the Soviet wish of the few to rule over the many. For with its deceptive notion that corporations should not just benefit their shareholders, but society at large through public policy, is a draconian social engineering scheme. America's Business Roundtable comprised of CEOs of the nation's top companies like Coca-Cola, Delta, 3M, PayPal, and Johnson & Johnson have already signed on to Schwab's stakeholder capitalism. That's because all corporations and their CEOs are dependent on Wall Street Jews and international Jewish banking to finance and underwrite their stocks. Following the Jewish script, these CEOs want us to swallow that stakeholders are customers, employees, suppliers, communities, and shareholders. This is Jewish hokum. You see, the meaning of a stakeholder is one who owns controlling shares of a company with decision-making authority. Do communities have the same corporate decision-making authority as Schwab and his synagogue buddies? Believe that, and I own a Coca-Cola plant in Thailand. The real stakeholders of this deceptive new brand of capitalism are a transnational cabal of Jews brandishing control over the goyim by crushing all independent thinking and behavior. It's communism with a Jewish capitalist twist. Fat cat Jews like David Solomon of Goldman Sachs, Charles Scharf of Wells Fargo, Lawrence Fink of BlackRock, and Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase are your new corporate Jewish overlords, and you're not invited to the bar mitzvah. Alex Gorsky, Jewish CEO of Johnson & Johnson, is. That's why his company sponsors lewd gay parades that celebrates homosexuality and lesbianism and every form of sexual deviancy. Whether it's killing off the population with Gorski's Johnson & Johnson's blood-clotting vaccine or wiping out the white Christian race with his sexually deviant parades, Gorski's got a huge stake in socially engineering America's obliteration. Robert Iger, Jew head of ABC Disney, is also invited to the bar mitzvah. That's why Iger threatened to ban filming in Georgia over Governor Kemp's heartbeat anti-abortion law.
Just before Disney CEO Bob Iger unveiled a new Star Wars attraction at Disneyland, he stepped foot into the abortion wars. He told Reuters Disney may stop shooting in Georgia if a new anti-abortion law takes effect.
Well, I think if it becomes law, it'll be very difficult to produce, or I rather doubt we will.
Irene Rosenfeld and Dirk Van de Putt, Jewish heads of the parent company of Chips Ahoy, got invited to that bar mitzvah. That's why they featured a drag queen to sell their cookies.
Y'all know what we're celebrating today? Mother's Day, and I am so thankful to have a mother like mine who supports me through all my craziness and loves on me and buys me Chips Ahoy cookies, Chewy, the original, everything under the sun. My mom knows I love my cookies, so get those cookies. And what's a sweet gesture for you to do to your mama, your real mama, your drag mama, whichever mama, somebody, whoever take care of you, whoever you feel or consider your mama? It's their day today. Get them a cookie.
Mark Benioff of Salesforce is invited. That's why his company supports Black Lives Matter, a social front for a Marxist strategy. And the CIA that receives secret money from the Jew-owned Federal Reserve for its criminal operations abroad in collusion with the Israeli Mossad is a featured guest of the bar mitzvah. That's why the CIA, to keep the pipeline of Jewish money coming in, celebrates Pride Month throughout the entire month of June. We're now at a historical moment in Jewish time, all to the tune of international organized crime.
It's now a historical moment, a crucial moment, to rebuild the future, to reset our policies. And here, certainly, we have to take the lessons from the pandemic, which we had to fight and still have to fight. And we have to build a world which is more resilient, more inclusive, and also more sustainable.
Resilience for Schwab means being resistant to religious mores. Inclusion for Schwab means bringing in a swarm of sinful men and women into every component of society so as to corrupt the entire lump. Sustainability for Schwab means getting Jews into power and making sure they stay in power. Anytime there's a culture that passes down a stable heritage and tradition, you'll find Jews amassing there in droves. Once they prosper in and by that culture, they set out to debase and replace it with degeneracy and dung. Jews barf and vomited all out of the devil's own tongue. Like a squalid spout, that's what the Great Reset is really all about.
All right, we're right up on the break. We'll get a react to that on the other side.
We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back to the show, Endpoint Sight, with the melodic tunes of Jan Hammer from our 80s childhood. We remember these tunes. And yeah, my visceral react to this clip from Brother Nathaniel, he laid it out very well, naming all of the major Jewish players. So my take on this is that basically this financial reset is not just about money, but it's about promoting what we disaffectionately call globo homo, and that is this idea of spreading homosexual rights and trannyism to everywhere in the globe, even to Muslim cultures, and that this is going to be implemented not just by the governments of the earth, but by big corporations, as all the wealth, you know, the middle class has been transferred up to them. You know, Brother Nathaniel laid it out well. It's not the shareholders that are important now. It's the stakeholders. It's the ones who control the boards. And so this is going to be implemented over the globe by big corporations who are definitely Jewish dominated. Let me kick it back to you, William. We've got a short segment here in the break, and let me get your take on it.
Yeah, if everybody, you really need to go watch the video with Brother Nathaniel that we just watched. It's on his BitChute channel, and I mean, he makes one about once a week or so. Then they're all 5 to 7 minutes long. They're all fantastic. This was the latest one. It just popped into my feed. I'd listened to it, and I sent it over to you yesterday. And the video that goes along with everything, and he really names all the different Jews that are committing these heinous crimes against humanity. For the purpose of fulfilling their religious principles, which is their Talmudic principles, and what we are, what it says in their Talmud about what we are, you know, slaves, and the best of us should be killed. A good example, I'm glad you brought up Bolshevism, because a good example of a slave, the best of which should be killed, is killing off all the intelligentsia like they've done, like they did in Russia, They killed off so much of the intelligentsia. It's just kind of shocking that Russia's even survived that Jewish invasion of 1917, and I mean, not just invasion, but just absolute genocide, most probably the largest heinous genocide that I'm aware of, with over 60 million people killed by Jewish commissars. So Brother Nathaniel is a Jew. He was born a Jew and he converted to Orthodox Christianity when he was 21 years old, and he just tells it. I think he's just such a fantastic example. Yeah. And you mentioned the Great Reset. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead. Finish your point.
You mentioned the Great Reset. Well, the Great Reset. Catherine Austin Fitz calls it the Go Direct Reset. I finally kind of joined her website, and the material that is on there is just top notch. It's so well vetted and it's so good. Like every single video that is on her site is fantastic. It's really worth it if you became a member there. It's totally worth joining that club. And you know, everything from COVID and the way she describes the whole financial reset, because that's what this is, and COVID is a cover for that. And the way she describes it in her documentary Planet Lockdown is just phenomenal. You don't even have to join her site for that. That'll be on her Solari Report BitChute channel. So I just really recommend going and seeing that, because it really puts things in perspective from an economic and financial perspective. Her credentials in that are second to none. She was asked to join the Federal Reserve Board, you know, a few decades ago. So that tells you where she's at now. She's become a whistleblower since. And she's trying to help stop this horrible crime, unprecedented. No, just like it's like a giant web of crime that's just been going on for decades, and she's trying to stop it and talk about alternatives to how we can survive what's coming at us like a train.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate that. You know, it's the corporations that are going to bring this down on us financially and stop us from buying and trading. Because, you know, maybe in Europe and in like New Zealand and Australia, their governments are, you know, they don't really have the government that we have. They're more oppressive. But in America, we have the Bill of Rights and we have all of these things in our Constitution that give us freedoms. But the corporations can skirt those because it's been very well you know, laid out to us, and the public has been brainwashed that corporations are not government and they can do what they want because they're private. And so that's where the oppression is going to come down, in these Jewish dominated corporations, stopping us from going into grocery stores or Walmarts if we don't have the mask or the vaccine. Got a break coming up, and we're going to delve more into this on the other side, on In Plain Sight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
In the brick. In plain sight. Jeremy from Kentucky, my guest, William Repellum. And, we had a great conversation during the break. I wish we would have recorded it. I wish we would have saved it, but maybe we can duplicate it. We were just getting into the analysis of this video on how it's the corporations that are actually going to implement this great reset, not only financially, but the social reconstruction of the globe to support globo homo, the spread of homosexuality and transgenderism to the globe. As well as the worship of BLM. But let me kick it to you, William. You had some stuff that you wanted to bring up in your analysis of the video.
I'm glad you brought up the corporations, because the corporations are the government now. The government is totally beholden to the corporations. The corporations just buy and pay for. One example, I was just listening to Tom Cowan interview another ex-financial person that worked for, I think, Pfizer, and had some vaccine poison, and just had some fantastic information. And we're talking about how the Pfizer, I think it was Moderna or Pfizer, or the national, it might have been actually Fauci's folks, the National Institutes of Health, and those folks, when they were trying to develop, develop this coronavirus before they farmed it out to China. But the FDA is they just buy them off, so the FDA is supposed to be, the Food and Drug Administration. It's just funny how people think that it's not corrupt, or these people are so naive, they think these institutions are not corrupt. Are not owned by corporations. It's just so blatantly obvious. I just can't believe people just, I think people just don't want to see it because it's so horrible. But anyway, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent on vaccines, but that's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we had one of our listeners mentioned the Shabbos Goyim, the non-Jewish people who are in power, who, you know, are working for Jewish establishment that push the Jewish agenda. And, you know, yet a lot of these people are, just like you said, in the corporations, and they're going to implement this on us where, you know, the government doesn't have power to. You know, one thing that I mentioned was if you're working for a certain company, let's say Walmart, Amazon, or whatever, if you don't bow down to global homo, if you don't bow down to trannyism and homosexual rights, if you don't bow down to the BLM, then you could be fired. That's a power that corporations have that the government really doesn't have, because, you know, we still have rights in America. We still have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And I would argue that in Europe and in, let's say, New Zealand and Australia, the government has a lot more power, as we've seen with the lockdowns that they pushed on them, also in Canada in the last year. But here in America, it's a little more complicated, and so they can skirt our constitutional rights by saying, well, these corporations can do whatever they want because they're private. You know, they can fire you for whatever reason. Right? So that's kind of the pushdown that we see. And this Klaus Schwab guy, I mean, he's just all about this. If you look up the video, you didn't see it because we did the audio, but if you look up the video, I mean, this guy is like doing his tongue in and out like he's a snake. You know, this dude, I mean, he's like a snake would sample the dust particles in the air. This dude is like doing his tongue in and out. I mean, really reptilian. Yeah. Not to get into that, but I mean, yeah, this Klaus Schwab, I mean, he's feeling the power, and he's openly saying, yes, the coronavirus lockdowns and the whole so-called pandemic has given us more power to implement this great reset. That's what he was saying in a nutshell. I don't know. Let me kick it to you to get your comments on that, and then maybe we'll move on to some BLM news.
Yeah, that's what that word sustainability is. It means Jews amassing more power and stripping Goyim of their property. That's what sustainability really means when you see it out in the mainstream, the word sustainability. So you have the Climate Action Plan for Sustainable Development. It's part of the Agenda 21, 2030 plan. You know, the Klaus Schwab and people like that, all in part of that Paris Climate Accord, which is just a hemorrhaging of funds just going to more of Jews, and just theft of the wealth of the developed nations, because their goal is to make everyone exactly the same. So they want everybody to be slaves under the, you know, with the same access to resources, which is only if they are behaved according to Jewish law, the Goyim get to continue to live. If not, you'll be this kind of slowly or quickly killed very cleverly by turning off your money. That's what they want to do, get rid of cash, and that's what they're going for. I mean, it just absolutely is. And I had mentioned Catherine Austin Fitz. I want to just, you know, turn people back to her again, because she can really put the conspiracy into perspective in a way, coming at it from an economic and financial, it's just another angle to look at it, which just makes it all make so much sense. And I just can't iterate that enough, you know?
Yep, good points. And so we mentioned BLM. Let's pivot over to that. It's not only the financial reset of destroying the dollar and getting us all into some sort of global currency. It's not only the global homo agenda of getting all of us to accept this trannyism and homosexual rights. Even in Muslim countries, they're doing that. And they're able to do that. They want to be able to do that through corporate rule. But it's also this kowtowing, this bowing down to the BLM narrative that black people, not in, only in America, but over the globe, are so oppressed and just killed for the hue of their skin and oppressed because of the hue of their skin. It is global because, you know, last year with the George Floyd riots, that spread over into Europe, where you didn't really have, you know, they really didn't have the narrative to push of police shooting down blacks in Europe, and Europe didn't really own slaves to the extent that America did under, of course, Jewish and, you know, Muslim slave traders. But they pushed it anyway. It caught on. And with that, I want to pivot to an article that I sent you. You didn't get a chance to go over this, but I gleamed over it before the broadcast. This is from Fox News. BLM protesters storm the Oklahoma Capitol over GOP bills protecting drivers fleeing riots from police doxing. And I'm going to read through the article just a little bit, but before I do, I'll summarize it. Basically what happened, you know, the GOP in Oklahoma passed some bills that basically said that if you are regular John Q. Public and you're in the middle of this protest that turns into a riot, if you flee the riot and you accidentally hit a protester, you are going to have legal protections. That's major. That's major. And also they're going to hit some of the protesters with misdemeanors if they turn to rioting. Those were some of the things in these bills that the BLM rioters were protesting. And it said they stormed the Capitol. Interesting wording there, sort of like how they said that Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. And yet these patriotic Trump supporters were called insurrectionists. I seriously doubt that the FBI will crack down on these BLM protesters that went into the Oklahoma Capitol to the extent that they cracked down on the Trump supporters that that went to the U.S. Capitol. I seriously doubt that there will be such scrutiny. But let me read just a few paragraphs from this article, and then we'll get a react from both of us. Demonstrators chanting Black Lives Matter stormed the Oklahoma Capitol on Wednesday, forcing the State House of Representatives into lockdown in order to protest several Republican-backed bills, including one that provides legal protections to motorists fleeing riots. More than two dozen protesters filled the gallery on the fifth floor while the Oklahoma House in the chamber below was in session. The video showed demonstrators chanting, "Stand against all hate," and "We will use our voices to stand against corruption, to fight hate, and defend black and brown lives." The disturbance interrupted the sessions for several minutes. This is very interesting. We see this double standard narrative being very clearly laid out for us, is that if you're white and if you tried to support the Republic and protest the election hoax, if you went to the Capitol on January 6th, you're an insurrectionist. You're a violent rioter who needs to be scrutinized and persecuted by the FBI. But if you're a BLM and you storm a state capitol, it's a different story. It's a different story. And you're going to see these two individual groups treated differently. I don't know. We got more of the article to read, but do you have a little bit of a visceral react on what we just talked about there in regards to this BLM storming the Oklahoma Capitol? If you're there, William.
Right. Yeah, I was on mute.
There you go.
I was being a good muter. BLM is just a front group for the corporations. You know, it's just a bought and paid slave trade group. It's just trading slaves. It's slavery 2.0. It's Jewish slavery 2.0, where Jews brought the slaves over to America during the when America was first founded. And they traded the traded slaves, they traded black people, they traded white people. This is just trading black people again, because they don't see black people any differently now than they did before. And so now they're just rewarding their slaves with all kinds of accolades and rewards in society and everything. It's really sad. It's really disgusting. And it is absolutely a slavery again. So, and of course they're absconding away from the responsibility because they've successfully propagandized everybody through their movies. Django Unchained is a good example. And what was it about that hit movie on David Duke, KKK Klansman or whatever it was called. They just unrelentingly do this and this, and they're trying to, they feel like, it's because white Europeans have largely been responsible for establishing freedom throughout the world, for not just for white Europeans, but for everybody. Unfortunately, we've had the parasitism of the Jew, which is the imperialism of going around and crushing other countries to steal their resources, like we've done in the Middle East. That has tainted us. And so, but the Jew always absconds away from that and doesn't take any responsibility and throws us under the bus for that. And so now, they're pushing for reparations, which all reparations is just more ways for Jews to get money. It's not like black people are going to get much of that. They may get a small groveling for crumbs of that money, and then the Jew will just keep taking more of the, leeching more of the wealth away from the productive members of society, using guilt for the crimes the Jew committed. They just go down the laundry list of Jewish crimes against humanity, and now they want us to pay reparations for what crimes they committed against the world. So that's what Black Lives Matter is, plain and simple. That's my piece.
Yeah, that's a great point, that the corporations are using, the Jewish-dominated corporations, I might add, are using the BLM movement as foot soldiers to sort of, take down the white Christian patriarchy in America. And, it's just as evidence of this, think about Walmart giving over $100 million in donations to these Black Lives Matter causes. And what happened to that money? Did that money benefit Black lives? I think not. The head of Black Lives Matter, this female, she bought $1.4 million in housing. And she moved out of Black communities and into rich white communities. And how much of that money of all her properties that she bought, it wasn't just one, it was multiple properties. That money could have really benefited Black youths in poverty-stricken Chicago. But no, it didn't. It went towards the upper, management of BLM, and even more to the point, it was funneled upwards to these Jewish-dominated corporations that rule over Black Lives Matter and use them as muscle against, American patriots. So that's a point very well taken. The hypocrisy is tremendous, that these BLM rioters could actually interrupt a session in the state capitol in Oklahoma, and the media just leaves it alone. Fox News is controlled opposition, but at least they did cover it and put it out there. But it's not going to be pushed. It's not going to be any part of any kind of narrative. It's going to be laid off to the side and covered up. And it's going to be saying, well, these people were just interested in racial justice. One more thing to annotate. In the videos of these protesters in Oklahoma, there's not a lot of black people. There's a lot of white people that are in BLM.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
Specifically black female women. Yeah. that have bought into this narrative and that are willing to be used as tools. And that speaks to the brainwashing of the American public, specifically the white American public, the brainwashing of these mostly millennials. We got the music and a break coming up. We're going to summarize on the other side and conclude the show here on Implant Side.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back. Implant Side with Jeremy from Kentucky, my special guest, William Repellum. And we were discussing a lot of problems from the Great Reset, which is not only financial, but social in the form of Global Homo and the BLM movements that are going to be implemented by corporations into the public, so that even if your government has protections for you, these corporations can skirt them, Goy, because they're private businesses. They can do whatever they want. They can fire you for whatever they want reason. Then we got into a little bit of the BLM, the hoax where they stormed the Capitol in Oklahoma City tried to influence the way that law was made via riots. And the hypocrisy is amazing. That's exactly what they tried to say that the Trump supporters did. So with these problems laid out, I want to try to offer solutions in the last few minutes of the show. I think one of the best solutions is that I've harped on ever since I started the show is to get with your, number one, get out of the big cities. The big cities are done. I hate to say it. And maybe you've got a house in the big city that you feel you can't get rid of. Just get out. If you can get out of the big cities and move into rural America and into the suburbs and get with your local sheriffs, get with your local municipalities, your city councils, and be an influencer. Be someone who brings up these hypocrisies and says, we can't let the American Republic die under this Bolshevism. That's my main thing that I harp on. That's one of my main solutions is get into a rural community and get involved. Let me kick it to you, William. What do you got on solutions to the problems?
Well, you're exactly right. That is exactly what you got to do. And, you'll find that there's a lot of counties out there that, first of all, back in 2020 declared Second Amendment sanctuary. So that's a good first sign right there. If they've done that, that's a good first sign. Some counties have even gone further. One in Virginia, Campbell County in Virginia is one example. They declared no more tyrannical mask mandates. They will not enforce that. There's another one. So that's another really good sign. So look for those counties. Do some research and find where you can go. Because even if, like you're right, the cities where the voting blocks are tyrannizing the whole state and turning it blue, there's all these counties. Even in California, there's going to be counties in Central California, for example, I think, and then there's the CSPOA, which is the sheriff's, I forgot what that stands for, but the guy that hunts it, that runs it, the CSPOA, the Sheriff's Association. And start trading in silver and gold. Start stockpiling silver and gold and start trading in it and start get to know your local food and your farmers. Find your farmers and start supporting them, the local farmers, because they're going to need them and they're going to need you.
It's all about creating a parallel society. Appreciate your appearance tonight, William, and all your research. And we'll be back tomorrow night on Inflamed Sites here on RBN. You stay classy.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been an honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Prepare yourself!